and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said?
Let's get this started. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. Gorgeous outside. What is going on? Oh my gosh. Had just that little taste of snow over the weekend. Just a little teeny tiny taste. Oh, but it's gorgeous outside today. A lot of people even leaving their doors open in the afternoon, letting the fresh air in. Just be careful with that, okay? It's not like the good old days. Make sure you know what's going on around you. It is the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk. And that's what we are doing. So whatever you would like to call in and talk about today, 884-9910, 884-9910. Or you can send me an email at monica at 991fmtalk.com. Any way you want to get a hold of me. You can also log on to our website, which I am so thankful so many people do because of the fact that we have so many people streaming the show live. If you can't get the signal because of a mountain or, and that's how it works, unfortunately. I've had a couple of people ask, well, we live in this area of Sparks. And it's like, well, you're kind of in this valley that big old mountain right there blocks us. So we can't do anything about that. We will move mountains for you, literally, or figuratively, but not literally. Sorry about that. But you can stream the show live. You can stream the show live at 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, answer today's poll question. I'm liking this. Is the coronavirus being politicized because Democrats' impeachment schemes failed? Is it being politicized because impeachment schemes failed? So far, we have an overwhelming, 80% so far saying yes, 20% no. Well, there you have it. Yesterday's poll question, thank you for participating. Should self-injection supervised self-injection sites, should they be allowed? 100% no. No, should not be allowed. We can't play this game with the liberals, extending somebody's life, allowing them to do drugs that are just killing them. Yeah, I know that there's that liberal section of life out there. Let them do whatever they want, man. Drugs are natural, man. No. No, they're not. Meth isn't. Meth isn't natural at all. So, why do they want that? Control. Because they'll get money for this clinic, they'll get money for that. They can staff people, say, oh, look what we did. When in reality, all they're doing is killing people. But the left is good at that. Socialism is good at that. Because look at the abortion rates. Look at the laws that they're putting into place now. Super Tuesday yesterday. What a blast that was. And I'm not talking about Bernie or Biden. I'm talking about Bloomberg. Did you see how much he lost by in the state that he purchased for gun confiscation? Well, Mikey, did you think that one came back to bite you in the, you know what? Yeah, I think so. I think so, big time. Now, if we can just get that going, keep that going. It's basically going to come down in the 2020 election to America, America first, versus socialism. That's what it is. It's pure and simple socialism, communism. People being lazy, we've enriched and emphasized this throughout the years of education. Be yourself. Do what you want to do. Everybody's a winner. I hate to say this, but not everybody is a winner. That is just a fact of life. If you want to put science into it, put science into it. Go back to Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein's brain was different from the rest of ours. So much so, it had to be studied. And they're still doing brain studies to show why some people's brains still light up in certain areas. The frontal cortex, or are you a left brain? Are you a right brain? Those things are real. And so, when you don't use your brain, it atrophies. Just like when you don't use your muscles, they atrophy. If you're not using your brain to learn, to read, to grow, to succeed, then it's just going to atrophy. If you're sitting in front of a video game, just watching life in virtual reality and not understanding what's going on around you, then your life is atrophying. Pick up a book. Listen to your favorite song. Do something other than being unproductive. Listening to music is productive. I get a lot of ideas when I just sit and chill and listen to music. The difference is I act on those ideas. Don't just sit around dreaming and thinking of stuff. We have so many opportunities. So many opportunities if somebody has the cojones and the money and the drive to do it for us to bring back manufacturing to the United States. It all starts with an idea. What can I do? How can I do this? Who do I need to get involved? We have awesome organizations all over Northern Nevada to help you start a business. That's why I never watch it, because I'm not into watching stuff like that. But Shark Tank. Somebody comes up with some sort of widget, and it's the next best thing. I was just watching this commercial the other night. And the whole, neck pillow thing on the airline when you're flying. I hate those neck pillows. But we all have them, it seems like. Make a fortune in the airports with them, especially the really expensive ones that are supposed to be the best. But it pushes your head forward. That creates that turkey neck thing, I think. So their idea was, hey, let's take this stringy thing. People love the eye masks. Let's put a little smaller pillow in there and make a longer string on the eye mask and attach it to the chair or to the seat. So your head's not falling forward. So it's not bobbing. So it just stays there in one place and you can fall asleep. That is a great idea. And somebody acted on it. We can be that country again. We can take all of this back from China and spread it throughout the world. We don't have to have third world countries if we just help maybe them start up some manufacturing. People don't have to be in depressive situations. We just have to get away from China. I'm sorry. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We just have to get away from China. But that's just my opinion. 884-9910, what's your opinion? What'd you think about Super Tuesday? I've got something very special from a fantastic listener that I've become dear friends with that we're going to take back to this country. And hopefully, we're going to keep it this time. Coming up here on The Monica Jay Show, 884-9910, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Or if you want to send the email straight to Jerry, that's fine too, because he always passes it on to me. So let's check out this one from Dean. Thanks for the email, Dean. Monica Jay should do the math before commenting on something she probably does not know about. Reno police overtime. It costs a lot more long-term money to hire someone than it does to pay overtime for a short period. It goes for any business. Also, donating art does not put money in the artist's pockets. I didn't say that donating art puts money in the artist's pockets. I said we, as the taxpayer, should not be putting money into artists' pockets because it is not a necessity for the people of the city or the county when people are on the streets. It gives the artists an opportunity for their work to be seen, for any artist's work to be seen and have publicity on it, that if people support that person's art, they can donate to them. Open up your ears, Dean, if you're going to comment on the show. And if you think that overtime can't help pay for more employees, then you need to do the math too. Why don't you log on to Transparent Nevada and go through how many years back that Transparent Nevada, who tracks all of the salaries, all of the benefits, all of the overtime for the different organizations, such as the police and the fire department, go back over the years, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars have been spent. That yes, that money could bring on other police officers. And why is it when you are cleaning out an area of vagrants, why do you need 10 to 20 patrol cars in an area supervising the dump trucks hauling trash off? Are those people on overtime? Are those officers on overtime? If not, why are there so many there? Is there nothing else to do? There's no other crime going on anywhere? No shoplifting? I forgot about that. We don't go after shoplifters anymore or minor crimes like that. Don't have time for that. But we have time for 10 to 20 officers being down at 4th Street, standing around supervising. You know, if these people are so harmless, then 3 or 4 should be able to cut it. Just a thought, Dean. If you want to call in and argue this, hey, 884-9910. But Dean, you need to look at the big picture. The big picture. Why is it that for 2 decades, we are still surviving on 88 police officers? Roughly thereas. When in 2 decades, we have grown substantially. I'd say, what, maybe almost doubled in size? So, Dean, where's your solutions? Where is your thought of what we can do? All I get is Monica should do the math before commenting on something she probably does not know about. Where are your solutions? So, well, basically, Dean, your email's going in the trash. Because all you do is complain. I at least try to come up with some answers, some alternatives. Maybe somebody will get an idea from that alternative and turn it into something bigger. But if you just want to email or call and criticize me, well, that just shows what your opinion is worth to me. Tim McGivney on the line. Tim, I'm going to have you call back in 5 minutes because I want to talk to you a lot more than just the 1 minute that we have before the Fox News break. So Tim McGivney will get an update on Quality of Life Reno. They're actually down there at that cleaning site, and he can give us more of an update on how many officers are there, how many cars, and what's happening to the people. Because as you heard me say just a minute ago, dump trucks are there. So, you know, whatever they're cleaning out, whatever is going into our landfill, because we don't enforce the laws, because people collect, is harming us in two ways. Actually, more than two. Law enforcement's down there. We're paying for that. Dump trucks down there. We're paying for that. Landfills filling up with all this garbage. We're paying for that. And then we turn around and we make the donations when the call is made, because that's what we do. We donate the tents. We donate the blankets. We donate the clothes that turn into trash. And it is just a vicious circle because the cities and county won't take action. That sucks. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show here on 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And we got a lot to talk about. First off, let's head on over to the poll question. I love our poll site, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there answering the poll question, check out online streaming. You can take the show with you wherever you go. And Sean, thank you so much for the email. I appreciate that. Your stuff always brings a smile to my face, which, by the way, we're going to get to your Facebook posts, actually, here, coming up in just a few minutes. Today's question, if you would like to participate at 991fmtalk.com, it's pretty simple. It's just a yes or no. Is the coronavirus being politicized because Democrats' impeachment schemes failed? Yes or no? Yes or no? So far, we're sitting about 80%, yes. People are watching, but hopefully don't have the panic that they did. We got other things we need to worry about. I mean, look at that tornado. Please do not take this as diminishing the loss of life in Washington. I feel so bad for those people because I have respiratory problems. I have a genetic lung disease. I know what it's like not to be able to catch your breath, not be able to have air. And so for them to pass that way is just in my mind horrific. But look at the loss of life. We just had a tornado rip through Tennessee. One day, no one was planning for it. No one was ready. It just happened. Be prepared if you get sick. Be prepared for anything and everything. Don't rely on somebody else to come to your aid. Yesterday's poll question, should we have supervised injection sites? No, 100%. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Speaking of supervised injection sites, they're not supervised, but it's all they are, injection sites, people that are scamming the system, working together. So what do? They band together. If we make this homeless encampment big enough, maybe they'll just leave us alone. Joining us right now from Quality of Life Reno, if you'd like to find out more, it's qol-reno.org. It's Tim McGivney, one of the gentlemen that was actually on the streets and decided that, you know what, I want better than this. Tim, thank you for calling in. Are you down on 4th Street?
No, actually, I'm back at the office now. We were down there earlier. I took some footage and some pictures. Paul was down there. I drove over the overpass. They're busy down there. Paul was on the outskirts, talking to anybody coming out of there, asking them what's going on, if they'd want to change what their living situation is like now or what their lives have become now. He's real good. We're going to post another video of a different area that we walked yesterday. But Paul just talked to these guys. He doesn't let them trick him. As they can when there's, you know, if someone's down there and you're asking them questions, oh, how hard is it? You know, asking them questions about how hard it is and why, you know, we understand that there's nothing available for you and no help available for you and we don't have enough resources. You prompt them into that sort of mindset, they'll tell you what you want to hear because they're looking to see what they might get from you. Paul doesn't have any of it, and they really respect him a lot more, I think. You know, when he's talking with them and says, you know if stuff's available, they'll say, yeah, we know. Well, yeah. He says, you know, well, if you want to help you, we can get you going tomorrow. And they're like, nah, I don't really want it.
Yeah.
A couple of them had said even, why would I change what I'm doing? Look what I got here.
Exactly.
Well, he said, well, don't you want something better? He said to this one lady, she said, well, I don't know. I got it pretty good here. And this was down there on the railroad tracks.
You know, everybody has a different quality of life. And if they don't know any better, if that's the way they were raised, or that's just what they find acceptable because, you know, they've been told that they can't succeed or they're failures, then you get stuck into that mindset. So for them, maybe that's the way they feel, is it's as good as they can get. But Tim, since you were on the overpass or at least down there, how many cops were down there?
I'm sorry, Monica. What was that?
How many cops were down there? Do you know?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, there was, I don't know how many actual officers, but there was, the first time I drove by, there was like 10 to 12 units. 10 to 12. And then the next time I drove by, I saw 8 when I was able to have LaMarcus drive, and I got a picture in a little short film that we put on our Facebook page. But, there was 8 units on that part of it. So, and
Tim,
like you were saying earlier, the amount of police down there to monitor this thing, yeah, you're right. They must be on overtime. And it's just, we need firm, fair law enforcement for everybody. And along those same lines is somebody not thinking that their life's worth much. When we leave them alone out there and sort of, you know, make these safe injection sites, it's pretty much condoning. And it's condoning the fact that, yep, you're right, your life's not worth much and you're never going to amount to anything more than this. So let's just make it easy on you and easy on us because you're going to commit suicide on the streets anyway. We call it street hospice now. You know, they just want to put them on street hospice and make it comfortable because they don't think that those people are ever going to change and they don't think their lives are worth more than that. But what QOL Reno says in Stronghold Institute is, no, you are worth more. You are capable of more, and we'll walk with you and get you into the counseling or programs that you need to realize that.
Well, but, this is what came upon me today, and I think I've thought about it before, but I haven't really said anything, is all of the trash that is picked up that goes into our landfill that we just turn around as caring people, that we just turn around and re-donate to the people.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it is a vicious circle for the entire community. But when I was talking about law enforcement as well earlier, Are the people violent when these cleanups happen? I mean, are they aggressive? Is that really a necessity to have that many uniformed officers or units down there?
No, when the officers are down there, they're not. I mean, they're down there getting away with as much as we're allowing them to get away with. And when we say you can't get away with this anymore, they move on. It's not like it's some war zone down there when the uniformed officers and the city workers are all down there. No, it's not. I don't think it's something more that we should be spending that much money. And besides, it's not sustainable. We can't continue to just go around and just, oh, you're not allowed here anymore. When they're breaking laws, trespassing, the drugs and the stolen merchandise and everything else that we're letting them get away with without tickets. It ends up costing a lot more because they're seeing that they're just being moved. They're not going to have any real consequences. So why not just do it again?
Well, and
so
I did.
To spend thousands. Mm-hmm.
I did just get an email from a listener that they're back in Whitaker Park now, which is, you know, one of the parks that you guys looked at and we're trying to address? What is the new area that you're looking at that people are starting to take over?
There's one. Okay, so there's a huge really embedded area that I thought was Sparks, but it's on the Reno side of the river near. So Glendale Park is in Sparks, but across the river is the Reno side. So they're on the Reno side up off of Mill Street over in that area. Yeah, and so what they have there is some wood structures. They've all got generators. One guy has cameras. Oh, he has security cameras hooked up to his place. He has solar. He has generators. He has a tub, a full-size tub in his place where he has a hot water heater also. He has hot water.
How does somebody who is he's been there for 3 years. All right, that's how you collect all that. And, okay, obviously he's smart enough if he's able to hook all this stuff up and create it. Did you ask him why he was on the streets?
He's retired. He's retired, he told us, Monica. He's
retired from what? Life?
Pretty much. He was this funny guy. I mean, he's just doing what he wants. And, you know, you almost can't blame these guys. They're just doing whatever they want to, and no one's telling them that it's not allowed or holding them accountable or to a level of, you know, to where they're not out there doing this stuff. They're getting away with whatever they can get away with. And so he's out there. He has propane business. He refills all his neighbor's propane tanks for a cost. And he also said he makes thousands of dollars a week by, well, you know, and who knows how much of the story is true, but he says he makes $8,000 a week on dumpster diving. But I don't know if those are dumpsters or stores that he's getting this stuff to resell from. And I would imagine it's not just things that are thrown away that he's reselling. But he's got the life out there. This place, it's embedded. They have, he had a whole framed unit. Of course, it was covered in tarp, so you couldn't really tell, but you can see and then the next tent over has a big farm gate attached to a tree with a chain on it. No trespassing sign that said no trespassing, do not walk further than this point. There are booby traps intended to inflict bodily harm and potentially fatal.
Wow.
And that is what it was written. I took a picture of that.
Please send me that. I need to post that up on the website. That's just incredible. And people know it's there.
Yes, and so it's kind of somewhat hidden, but it's city property. I believe it was Truckee Meadows Flood something owned it. Flood Management.
Okay.
Truckee Meadows Flood Management owns it. It's
No. We own it. We own it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we own and pay into Truckee Meadows Flood Management. So
Right.
That is just outrageous.
Taxpayer-funded community out there. Piles of trash. You should
did
see
you
the
ask,
magnitude of the piles of trash. Huge. Like,
did you ask
I'm
him, by the
about,
way, did you ask him
like
if anybody has ever come out there and told him that they have to leave?
Actually, they said the day before. Other than that, no. They said no, they were never bothered until they just found someone dead in the river. So they just found someone dead in the river recently right there. And so now they said they're telling them they got to get cleaned out. They're going to get cleaned out.
Yeah, we don't enforce the law until we find somebody dead. Okay.
Right, that's exactly the message. Because other than that, you look down in the river, the trash that's accumulating, this is just what you can see that hasn't been washed down into some into some other part. This is all stuff that's stuck there. It's just overwhelming, the amount of trash. So we're working on a couple of things. One is going to be a big river cleanup, and how that's going to look exactly, I don't know, but we're looking to get the entire community involved and clean the entire river with waders and go through and clean the river and then keep it clean.
I don't know if they'll work with you because they're very embedded with the city, but you might want to try KTMB because they do their annual Truckee River cleanup. And that's, I mean, they usually get 600 to 800 volunteers out there at any given time to go through and clean up the river. So that would be someone to work with.
Definitely. Definitely. We want to work with them. We want to work with the churches. We want each church to take a block or so. We want to work with Shields and with Sportsman's and with Cabela's to get some waders donated. And we just want to bring everybody down to get that cleaned out.
So, besides the waders, get some tall rubber gloves donated as well, because I have a feeling you're going to need them. You know, and I'm sorry, but what's with that guy? He can have a bathtub and a hot water heater, but he can't do indoor plumbing for himself? Damn it, that's just lazy. Sorry, I don't mean to make fun. Tim McGivney, thank you so much. Right. And please keep us updated. Right. Call whenever you want. Quality of Life Reno, that's QOL-Reno.org. Yes, Tim?
If we could get anybody who wants to get involved in this river cleanup to email us at info@QOL-Reno.org.
Sounds good to me. Tim, thank you so much.
Keep doing the
work. We appreciate it. We'll be back after this quick break and check in with Ethan right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I want you asking me questions. I want you asking the questions of the elected representatives as well. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ethan, wants to continue the topic of the homeless issue. Hey, Ethan, thanks for the call.
Hi, Monica. How are you today?
I am doing great. Better every day. What's going on?
Beautiful day. I was listening to the conversation you were having a moment ago with, I believe it was Tim.
Tim.
And I really liked the point you brought up about the people who live on the street that have drug problems and the fact that they've, you know, their outlook isn't very positive anything else. And he mentioned the term street hospice, referring to safe injection sites. And I personally, I'm from New York City originally, and so I used to see a lot of homelessness growing up. You know, a lot of these people, as you said, they don't see a way out, and they are addicted to drugs. I think these safe injection sites are actually a benefit because they stop the spread of disease. They prevent people from overdosing, people that need help, and simultaneously they can guide them towards the resources they need to get better. I think it can be a little insensitive to see it as condoning drug use. People in this world have addictions, people get caught up in, and to disregard that and just assume that they're going to kill themselves, I think, can be a little insensitive sometimes.
But Ethan, I mean, how can you not see it as condoning that? Because there's other way of reaching these people rather than spending the money to have supervisors and all the clean needles and everything like that put in a location. Isn't that just going to keep people on the drugs because they're so addicted to them?
I don't think keep them on the drugs because they already have a problem. They're going to continue to use those drugs regardless of whether or not those safe injection sites exist. And it just provides a safe place for them to go where they don't have to worry about getting dirty needles, spreading AIDS, HIV, and God knows what other diseases. I don't condone drug use. I hope that's not what your takeaway is from that. But I think that in our society, we have to acknowledge the fact that these issues exist. we've been fighting the war on drugs for how many decades? It's another endless war.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily the war on drugs. I think it's the war on people, because we know that our own government has been involved, you know, in the business. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I care, and I think about the people as well. But boy, I feel like the money could be better spent in getting people treatment and the help that they need, rather than just letting them do the drugs and then go back out on the streets and then be around people who, you know, who knows how they get their drug money? Who knows if they're going to walk into the street? Who knows, you know, where they're living and things like that? But Ethan, I'm glad you brought it up and you continued the conversation. And I hope you call back again sometime, because I would love to hear about your experience in New York. You know, when did you live there? If anybody's lived in New York and lived through the time when Giuliani went in and started cleaning everything up, I want to know about this, how you feel about how it is now. We'll be back after this Fox Business and Fox News update.